New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumau.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. Habari Gani. What's the news? This is the seventh day of Kwanzaa. Imani, faith. And we spend Kwanzaa as we do every year and as we have all week. We're so thankful for the whole week he has spent with us here on Make It Plain. He is the professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University in Long Beach, the chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaita Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaita Institute of Pan-African Studies, co-chair of the Black Community, Clergy, and Labor Alliance, the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaita and Questions of Life and Struggle, and Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, a study in classical African ethics. Some folks will say we don't teach the classics in college anymore. Well, let's teach ourselves some classical African ethics. How about that? He's also the author of Selections from the Husia, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, author of Introduction to Black Studies, now in his fourth edition, and the author, of course, of Oduifa, the Ethical Teachings. He's the creator, and that's why he's with us this week, of Kwanzaa, the Pan-African Cultural Holiday, and the Seven Principles and the Nguza Saba. In that context, he's also the author of the definitive text, Kwanzaa, a Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. He's the subject of Dr. Malefi Asante's book entitled Maulana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. And finally, he is working on a major publication, The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. The creator and founder of Kwanzaa joins us for this seventh day of Kwanzaa, Imani, faith. And we say to him, as we say to one another today, as we light the last candle on the far right, Imani, the green candle for day seven, we say, Habari Gani, Dr. Karenga.
Imani, faith, beautiful faith. You know, we started out with umoja as the first principle, because without umoja, nothing else is possible. Life is not even possible. Without umoja, without the two people coming together and giving of themselves, right? There is nothing possible. There's no life, there's no family, there's no community, there's no friendship, there's no organization. The ancestors said all good, the great good, comes from gathering together in harmony. And that's a loving statement. And the faith is the last principle, because without faith, even if we start in unity, it'll fall apart. If we lose faith in each other, if we lose faith in ourselves, if we lose faith in our people, if we lose faith in our struggle, it all comes apart. So Imani, faith, is the seventh principle. It's the foundational principle of the Nguzo Saba. And the text tells us that the principle calls on us, quote, to believe with all our heart, in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. And again, I want to call people's attention to sometimes people take out teachers. I can't even understand why people do that. Don't change the text. Keep the text and tell us what you think about the text, right? Keep the text. Don't tear up your sacred text and say you're going to rewrite it. Interpret it in ways that are dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving. But don't destroy the text. It's what unites us, right? So this principle tells us to believe with all our heart, I repeat, in our people. Why do you think we put our people first? Sometimes people say, I believe in myself. Well, if you don't believe in your people, you can't, because you're part of your people. If you hate black, and you black, or if you have problems with it, let's not even talk about hate. If you just have problems with it, if you can't see it as equal to all, then you can't really feel secure in yourself. We are our people. Our people are us. Our people are in us, right? Right? I'm in relationship all the time, right? I come into relationship with already an obligation for those who made me possible. And I develop even more as they nurture me and teach me. And I grow into my own, right? And so I have to believe in my people. I have to believe in my parents. I know they're bad parents sometimes. We're talking about the standard, right? We got to believe in our parents, in our people, those who want the best for us, those who do the best. That's who I'm talking about. Our teachers that teach us upright, not the teachers that confuse us. I'm talking about the good, the best of us. Our leaders, the same thing, righteous, okay? And believe in the righteousness and victory of our struggle. This principle teaches us to have a deep-rooted, relentless, and resilient faith in our people and in their capacity for good, in our foreparents, in our caring ones, our caring parents, and the good they've done for us, the good they do for us, the good they want for us. We should believe in our teachers who teach us excellence in learning and life. That's what I'm talking. Teachers that teach us excellence in learning and life. Develop a life of the mind for us, right? This is why Nana W.B. Du Bois said, we got an education in his classic essay, the field and function of the Black University. He said, we teach here not only how to make a life, pardon me, not only how to make a living, but also to make a life. How do we make a life, a good life for ourselves? Not just make money. We're not just money makers, right? We're human beings with all kinds of possibilities and a goodness we must develop. But we have to believe in ourselves in spite of what the dominant society says. All its hypocrisy is hating on us. It's oppression of us. We have to still hold on to our humanity as our foreparents did in the Holocaust of enslavement. They were in the most savage and the most inhuman of circumstances, both in the Holocaust of enslavement and in the savage period of segregation. And they held on to their humanity. They dared to struggle. They dared to believe. And so I believe in them. I believe in the good they've done and do. And I say we should believe in our righteous leaders who guide us toward the good and aid us in becoming self-conscious agents of our own life and liberation. We believe in them if they are servants of the people and if they see themselves and us as Walimwengo, world-encompassing people, residents and responsible ones for the whole world and are making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And this principle of faith, Imani, teaches us to believe in the righteousness and victory of our struggle, right? To bring an increased good in the world. Our struggle to be ourselves and to free ourselves. We have to believe in it. Believe that it's righteous and believe that we will win. We have to believe in our capacity as a people to remain informed, active, and a powerful presence for good in the world. We have to believe we are. We are a social moral vanguard. That's what we have to remember. You know, we have launched and fought with our allies and won struggles that not only expanded the realm of freedom in this country, but also around the world. And people around the world, as I've said so often, borrow our moral vocabulary and our moral vision and pose our struggle as a model to emulate. And so I want us to remember that and to have faith in ourselves to create progress, to advance our history, to return to our history after Europe made us absentees from our own history. And so Nana Amaka Cabral said the liberation struggle is in great part to return to our history. And Haji Malcolm said that is also so for us to return to our history.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And to make our world in our own image and interest. The principle of reminding faith teaches us also to embrace the beautiful and unbreakable faith of our foreparents, our forefathers and our foremothers, in the good. They believed in the good. They believed in this eventual triumph, and we must do that. They linked their faith to hard work, their hopes to righteous struggle, and their prayers to transformative practice, and we must do the same. We can believe, but we have to work hard and struggle hard. We can hope, but we have to engage in righteous struggle. I repeat, we can have faith, but we have to have hard work also. We can have hope, but we have to have righteous struggle. And we have to pray, but we have to have transformative practice. And what a beautiful thought to turn our prayers, all our prayers, into righteous and relentless practice for good in the world. This faith I talk about and I raise up on the seventh day of Kwanzaa is a faith founded and forged in thousands of years of righteous and relentless struggle and tested and tempered in times of increased oppression. And when, as we say in this theme, this annual theme for Kwanzaa, in dimly lit times, dangerous, difficult, demanding, and dimly lit times. And yet, guess what? They continued to believe, even when they were tested and tempered. And in times of increased oppression, in times when it seemed hopeless, and the victories were delayed, and we had setbacks, they believed that even though we have setbacks, we would not be defeated or despaired. They took a radical decision not to be defeated. They had a radical refusal to be defeated. They stood steadfast and determined. This faith shelters no illusions, though. And this faith I'm talking about for this our time in these dangerous, difficult, dimly lit, and demanding times. This faith shelters no illusions, I repeat, and it knows from insight and experience that practice proves and makes possible everything, and that only righteous and relentless struggle will redraw the map of human history that leads to a hard-won world of kindness and caring, a world of mutual respect, a world of shared justice and freedom and peace and well-being and security and substantive freedom and rightful flourishing for everyone. And thus, it is on us to hold our ground, to build on and expand our gains, and to continue to push the battle lines and lives of our people forward always. The principle of reminding faith also teaches us to believe in the good. To raise it up, to praise it, and pursue it everywhere. It teaches us to believe in our capacity, our commitment and struggle as a people, our capacity to be good, to do good, to sustain good in the world. And faith, Imani. Imani teaches us a faith founded in the history, hope, and hard struggles of our people. A faith that dares to believe that through hard work, long struggle, as we say all the time in closing our meetings and the organization, us, in the African American Culture Center. It's a faith that dares to believe that through hard work, long struggle, and a whole lot of love and understanding, we can actually be ourselves and free ourselves and with other progressive and struggling people, bring into being a new hope, a new history, and a new world for humankind. Finally, so as we light this candle for Imani, the seventh day of Kwanzaa, let us wish and commit ourselves to work and struggle for a sustained and steadfast good in the world, to believe in the good, the right, and the possible, and to wage the struggle to achieve it, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others, and indeed in the context of the world. For we are always not only human beings, but world beings, and we must be constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all in it. In fact, let me close as we close in our meetings all the time. This is our duty, to know our past and honor it, to engage our present and improve it, and to imagine a whole new future and to forge it in the most ethical, effective, and expansive way. And this too, our people, our ancestors tell us, continuous struggle. Keep the faith, hold the line, love and respect our people and each other. Practicing Guzo Saba, seek and speak truth, do and demand justice. Be constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all in it. And dare help rebuild the overarching movement that prefigures and makes possible the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy worthy of the name and history African. Hotep, Ashe, Heri, and remember, we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. And in the tradition of harvest, Kawita Mati, tradition of harvest, we say we wish for you all the good that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their death. Hotep, Ashe, Heri.
Hotep, Ashe, Heri, and Asante Sana to you, Dr. Karunga. Another incredible week in 2025, 59 years of Kwanzaa, Mamas and Babas, sisters and brothers. And we hope you have enjoyed everything we've done all week with Dr. Karunga. The theme, practicing the seven principles in dimly lit times, lifting up the light, hurrying the dawn. You can read the founder's message at officialkwanzawebsite.org and find out everything you want to know about Kwanzaa. And let's find ways to practice Kwanzaa even in our daily lives throughout the year until next year, until we come together again. Again, we're so thankful for Dr. Karunga and all that he has done to keep this alive. And let's join him in keeping Kwanzaa alive and keeping ourselves alive and practicing every principle we can and believing in one another. You know, Imani says faith to believe in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders. We can't assimilate ourselves into this new thing called cancel culture. Some of us have learned how to put aside or dismiss our elders and our teachers when we should, especially those that are good, embrace those who bring the good into our lives and have helped us help us get to the places we are now, have brought us thus far
on our way.
So let's not start canceling each other as others have done. We must embrace that. And so we must believe in one another, and that is the faith that we must have. Once again, Dr. Karunga, we are so thankful for you. Stay tuned for more. His book on Haji Malcolm X is forthcoming.
Yes.
So, mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, stay tuned for the liberation ethics of Haji Malcolm X, critical consciousness, moral grounding, and transformative struggle. I look forward to him sharing that with all of us here on Make It Plain. And we'll have plenty of discussions on that. We, Dr. Karinga, we had to get you on a book tour too, bring you to the East Coast and have you go all over and talk about this important work that you're doing. And we look forward to that. Again, we thank you. Asante Sana. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to you. It is that Kwanzaa.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.